could be. Who knows? There's something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It'd make 'em cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye, bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come true, coming to me.
Hi, my name is Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, doctor of chiropractic in Laguna Hills, California for over 28 years and owner of Rosenfeld Wellness Center. I'd like to welcome you all this week to my radio show, Attitude Adjustment, where I interview inspiring and motivational guests on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We stretch your limits as to what is possible. Each week, we tackle an issue and share how to create a healthier lifestyle, how to live without pain and embrace small nutritional and wellness changes that make a big difference. This week, I'm very proud to have Dr. Karen Rabin with us. Are you there, Karen?
Yes, I'm here. Very happy to be here. Very excited. And it's
great.
Nice hearing your voice.
Yes, and we also have another guest named Patricia West. Are you there, Patricia?
Hi, I'm right here. Excited to hang out with you guys today.
Great. So I am going to start to give our listeners a little background on both of you. And I apologize, everybody. We had a little technical difficulty, so we're getting started just a teeny bit late. But we will have a very wonderful show with all three of us today. So Patricia West is owner of Lawn Dance in Laguna Niguel, California. She was born in Nottingham, England. Patricia began her dancing at age 7, and at 17, she traveled to London and began teaching. Then at age 22, she worked for Arthur Murray and was manager of a large school in London. Later, she came to the United States and managed 3 studios in Southern California. After many years of expert experience, Patricia opened her own studio and quickly became the top studio in Southern California with world-recognized instructors from all over the globe, making dancing fun and exciting. She recently celebrated 25 years in business. In addition, she is an accredited judge for the National Dance Council of America and has been a world competitive dancer. Congratulations, Patricia, on 25 years of business. That's great. Okay, and let's meet Karen Rabin. And I'm going to quote this. Having been in practice in Orange County for over 30 years, I specialize in psychotherapy, gerontology, and marriage and family counseling. Not only am I dedicated to providing the help needed for you to live a life free from anxiety, depression, stress, or anger, I will help you feel fulfilled, know yourself better, and be free from pain. Through experience, understanding, and empathy, I am a therapist who can provide thoughtful and practical solutions. I offer an integrative, eclectic, and always caring approach that combines a wide variety of techniques. I will be an ally and mentor who helps you to be more successful in your life and aid you towards realizing your full potential. So, with 2 amazing women, I would love to start with you, Patricia, and just give us a little bit about when you started dancing and what you drew you into dancing to begin with.
Well, basically what drew me into dancing was one of my favorite aunts taking me to a class in my hometown of Nottingham, England. And quite honestly, as soon as I walked in the door and got on the dance floor, I just fell in love with it. And just so enjoyed myself. My father actually took a third job to pay for my dancing, so it was something that I really treasured, and it's just been a blessing to my life, and I just think it's just a wonderful way to express yourself, to exercise, to have confidence, and just lots of fun. It's just great fun, and it's a great social environment, dancing.
So what we're talking about, actually, is ballroom dancing, you know, like the foxtrot and the waltz and the rumba and some Latin dancing also. That's what we're specifically focusing in today.
And that's great. So what are some of the other benefits of dancing? And Patricia, you could answer this. Karen, you could answer this. Either one of you.
Okay, so some of the health benefits of dancing are mental, emotional, and social benefits of dancing. But I found that it gives strength to the lung and the heart. It strengthens the body muscles. It minimizes the chances of a disease like osteoporosis, and it makes bones stronger. It increases flexibility, agility, and coordination in the body. It increases the awareness of your spatial environment. It enhances physical confidence. And there's just a lot of mental also. It helps with cognitive development. It rewires your brain. We'll talk about that more later, like use it or lose it. Dancing makes you smarter. But it also is a good, like Patricia was saying, a good social outlet. And it's wonderful for children, for building coordination and getting involved with the body confidence. And, you know, with everything going on these days, with children not being happy with their bodies and being overweight, well, this really gives kids a lot of, to get connected with their body and like their body.
So, go ahead.
I was going to say, we do have, we mainly teach adults. Our demographic is around anywhere from 35 to 75. We do have a children's program and always have had a children's program, which is really, really growing. And surprisingly, lots more boys are coming into it. I think that their parents see it as a way of them, you know, interacting with boys and girls. It's something that can be fun. And also, just kind of giving them a sense of their confidence and just a great activity to start them off learning so young. But mainly, as I said, we do teach adults. We're teaching probably anywhere from 3 to 350 students a week. And it's just amazing to see the difference where people do come in. Maybe they've had some upset in their life. Maybe they're recently going through a divorce and kind of want to get back into a social environment again. And it's a very safe environment. Also, we teach a lot of couples, actually, tons of couples, and Karen will attest to this. You know, couples that maybe their kids have gone off to college or maybe they're having a little struggle in their relationship, you know, as people do, and they just find that it's just a great way to connect again because it's very fun, it's intimate, it's sexy, and they can have some fun doing it. And then again, you just have those people that want to come and just do it for fun, do it to lose some weight, do it to just do it to get out there and have something for themselves. A lot of women, when they drop the kids off at school and the husband's at work, and we have such a smorgasbord of people. But the bottom line, I think, is that it's not just about a dance lesson. It's a whole experience because it just, I don't know, just does so much good for people. Of course, I'm biased, but, you know, Karen will attest to that.
Yeah, and also, with all this neuroscience going on, and we're seeing exactly all what's going on with us cognitively in our brains, it actually has shown on PET scans and MRIs and all that stuff that, and there's Verghese is an MD, and he postulates that the process of sequencing, memorizing steps, timing body movement to music involves mental activity. And another factor is it increases blood pressure to the brain during the workout. And the social and emotional aspects of it reduces stress, depression, and loneliness. Now, there's been a lot of research, which I'll talk about a little bit later, that actually shows the benefits of it.
Wow. And it's funny because I have taken some dance lessons, a little bit ballroom over the years, and I've always wanted to take more lessons for many reasons, but I would like to divert a little bit here. I know that sometimes I turn on the TV and I see these TV shows with the, what is it, Dancing for the Stars.
Dancing with the Stars.
There you go. So can you talk about what are some of the myths of these dancing TV shows?
Well, before Patricia goes into it, I just want to tell you something a little bit funny that my instructor, I take dance lessons at Lund Dance. That's how I met Patricia. And my instructor, I asked exactly that question. And he said, well, you know, Dancing with the Stars is great. In fact, I'm watching it now that it's back on to the season. He says, but don't try to dance like them because, you know, it's really, these are professionals, it's over the top. But the best way to really learn, in addition to the classes, is go on YouTube and you get a more realistic viewpoint about exactly how to do the steps. Because, you know, they're so creative and away from the basics on Dancing with the Stars that, you know, none of us can really aspire to that. So we have to stay more realistic.
I see. So in other words, it gets a little bit intimidating when you see that on TV.
Well, yes. You also have to realize that when they go, when you actually see them the first time on TV, they probably had at least 3 or 4 or 5 weeks of lessons with their instructor. They do some pre-work, some prep work. And in fact, one of my students was one of the housewives of Sweden. It's called Swedish Housewives of Beverly Hills. And she came in and took quite a few lessons before. And that show is actually filmed in Sweden. But they do have a little head start. And, of course, they have access to all the best choreography that they teach in those. You're talking about the teachers that teach them. I mean, that's really what they're prepped to do, is they're competitive teachers and are used to doing a lot more than just the basics. However, doing that, they have to know the basics. But a lot of time goes in before the show to them getting ready. Yeah, so don't get intimidated, because when I watch it, you know, I have no aspirations of being like them, but sometimes you can learn like little movements or facial expressions or a little leg movement here and there that you can incorporate to what you do in your classes or in the dance party.
So I'm going to ask you this another question, and I would love Patricia to answer this for me, since this is something you do on a full-time basis. So if you take someone like myself, or there are other listeners listening to this show right now, and they say to themselves, I would love to dance, but I don't have a partner, or my partner is not interested, or I'm a little gun-shy, I have 2 left feet, what advice would you give those type of people?
Okay, number one, the hardest thing you'll ever do is walk through the front door. And once you've come through that front door, it is extremely welcoming and friendly. Number two, you do not need a partner. For example, yourself, if your husband or boyfriend, or you didn't have a husband or boyfriend, you will come in for a lesson and you will have your own male instructor. And the reverse opposite for the male students that come in. So you will have your own teacher on a one-to-one basis. So there's no worry about that. As far as 2 left feet, I've never met anybody in my over 30 years in the dance business that I could not teach. Different people learn at different levels, but everyone can learn. All you need is an attitude that says, I'm going to have a go. If I like it, fine. If I don't, fine. The second one won't happen. It's fun. We make it very easy. And having your own instructor, that instructor is all about you on those private lessons, which incidentally you can book anywhere from 12 noon to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. So we make it flexible, we make it easy, but most important, we make it fun.
And that sounds great. That sounds great. Now, Patricia and Karen, Especially Patricia, you just mentioned attitude, and my radio show is called Attitude Adjustment. So yep. I promise, I guarantee my listeners that at the end of this show, they are going to leave with two things they could do to change their attitude. So I would love one shift from Karen and one shift from Patricia on how, in your professional opinion, our listeners can change their attitude.
Well, how I think that you can change your attitude is, for me personally, if it's something that's a little scary, doesn't mean I don't feel a little afraid of it, but it's like somebody offering you something to eat and you saying, I don't like that. I don't like that. And you say, have you tried it before? And they say, no. So I'm a firm believer in, even if I'm a little challenged, if I'm out of my comfort zone, that it's something that I want to explore, I'm going to go explore it. What's the worst thing that can happen? I don't like that food. I didn't like dancing, which is hard to believe. But
right.
you have to have a goal, because life passes you by. And how much richer is your life having an experience, even if it's not one you want to do again? You know what? You tried. You had a go. You put yourself a little bit out there. And I'll tell you, there's nothing like that feeling, because that creates adventure and excitement for your life. And you try certain things and find out what you like, but you'll never do it unless you try it.
Yeah, put dancing on your bucket list. It's just, like Patricia said, it's just so much fun. And it's so for attitude adjustment, it would be, rather than thinking about the negative, that you can't do it, or you're too fat to do it, or you're too old to do it, or, you know, don't think about the negative. Don't think about the parts that you can't do. You think about the parts that you can do. Like, you know, I thought, oh, I'm so old, and I'm not going to be able to. There's all those young people, and they're so beautiful, and I'm just. But, you know, when I went there, it was like I started thinking positive. So what if I'm old? I can still have fun. And also, there's all those all those chemicals that are being released. It's a natural high. You don't have to eat. You don't have to drink. You don't have to smoke. You can just get a natural high by all that dopamine being released, that you feel good. And then you want to keep coming back because you feel so good. And then you get over, the negative parts that you might think about yourself.
I love that. So I'm going to summarize that from each of you. Basically, Patricia was saying, work out of your comfort zone, or that have to. Get out of that comfort zone. And Karen's saying, think about the parts that you can do, not the parts that you can't do. And I absolutely love that. Now, Patricia, in your business, are there any special, like, new client specials, workshops, offers? How could someone actually come in and see you without a major barrier?
Well, what I like to do, and this is an absolutely no strings attached situation, is I like to have every single new student come in and take a free private lesson with one of our instructors, who basically will take them through very gently, very sweetly, very nicely, through a few dances, just to see what people like if they don't know quite what they want to learn. However, dances like salsa and swing are just so huge right now. And you can experience a lesson on a one-on-one basis with an instructor, very non-threatening, very fun. And that way after that, they can say, hey, Patricia, you know what? I kind of might like this. Show me what packages you have. And we have packages designed for every budget, every situation. So that first lesson's free, and we start at least 10 to 12 new people every single week. And
wow.
Most people, 9 times out of 10, they sign up. Because, like I said, that first time is the hardest. They think it's going to be difficult. They're going to look stupid. They've got two left feet. They're not coordinated. And it's actually not right. Most people are pretty coordinated. Most people can use having bad timing with rhythm. And rhythm, everybody has rhythm, but most people need to learn how to time it, especially the guys. But it's really not that hard.
Sure.
It's really not. You know, we spend a lot of time laughing at
all of us together.
And we're always laughing and always having fun. But just before we get off, I just want to tell you that there was a study that was done regarding all the other activities like reading or bicycle and swimming and doing crossword puzzles and playing golf for, you know, for enhancement and feeling better and being more alert at any age. And it really found that dancing frequently, that it was the highest percentage. 76% was the greatest, that was not going to get the greatest reduction in cognitive and physical activity. Where swimming and bicycling was zero, or reading was 35%. Crossword puzzles was 47%. Playing golf was zero. So dancing really has the best cognitive and physical enhancement.
Wow, I never knew that. Great research, Karen. We only have a few minutes left. And first, I would love, Patricia, if you could tell our listeners, if they would love to have that free private lesson or just contact you, how would they find you?
They will find me in Laguna Niguel in the Plaza de La Paz Shopping Center, which is at the corner of La Paz and Pacific Park. Our studio is Londance, LONDANCE.com. They can book a free lesson or call there. We're open Monday through Friday, 12 noon to 10 p.m., and we do have a Saturday and Sunday lessons available from 11 till 4. So we're there. I would encourage anybody that would like to try it, please come down. We're such a fun group of people. I have the most wonderful professional teachers who are amazing teachers, not just amazing dancers, because that's just as important to me. And we have fabulous students like Dr. Robin here, who's just a joy to have in my studio. And you know what? If you don't try it, you don't know what you're missing.
Sure.
Please come have a free lesson on me. My number there is 949-448-7955. But we are at longdance.com.
And Karen, if one of our listeners would like to reach you, how would they find you?
Oh, so call me at 949-439-5105. Or look at me at my website, KarenRabenPhD.com, which will give you all the information of where I am, what I do. But dancing at London has been such a great experience for me. I started off just buying a few lessons and going to their free classes and their free party. And it just sucked me in that I am now buying 50 classes at, I signed my life away. Patricia's going to see me the next 10 years.
Yes, I'm happy with that.
I think you've sold me, you two. Wow. Well, it has been such a treat to have both of you on our show today. It was wonderful, Patricia, to have you and you, Karen, on our show. You can reach Patricia West by going to her website, www.lawndance.com. And don't forget to ask for her free lesson and say that you heard her on this radio show. And Karen, you can reach Karen Raben by going to her website, www.karenrabenphd.com. Please join us on the second and fourth Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time and 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where you will continue to gain insights, inspiration, have fun, as you can see today from each of my guests. You are guaranteed to leave with two ways you can adjust your attitude. We look forward to our next show on Tuesday, April 8th. For further information, contact me, Dr. Iris Rosenfeld, and my email is driris@driris.com. And I would like to leave you all with a quote in honor of Women's History Month from Eleanor Roosevelt. I declare to you that woman must not depend upon the protection of man, but must be taught to protect herself, and there I take my stand. Wishing you all a healthful and joyous day. Something's coming, I don't know what it is.
great. With a click, with a shock, phone will jingle, door will knock. Open the latch, something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch.